Father, hear my hungry soul, shall feel then sweeping and sweeping up to glory. We see his blessed feet where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he is the lady of the valley, the bride and morn star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never leave me. Oh yes, not forsake me. Yeah, why I live by faith and do God's blessed will. Oh, I have a water of fire about me, and there is nothing now to fear. Elisha ever rule. He's the lady of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight and just approach the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we feel so blessed, oh God, that we can not only sing but know in our heart that we have a friend that will never leave us, Lord. Oh God, we want to thank you for bringing us together again. And Lord, that we can come and approach you, Lord Jesus. By the weight of this service, Lord, we just want to ask your blessings tonight, Father. Oh, God, and just give us the strength that we need, Lord, as we approach you, Father. Oh, God, and by prayers tonight, by the exaltation of your word and by the breaking of bread, oh, God, we just want to commit this service into your hands. What a wonderful Savior we are to us tonight. Come, Father, now, Lord Jesus, and be with us now, Lord. Bless the song service. And, Father, I pray to God and bless the preaching of your word. And when we come to that time of the communion, make it special for us tonight as we will ask your blessing upon the bread and the wine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. The windows of heaven are open tonight. Let's stand on our feet. Let's greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the windows of heaven are open. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling to thine. There's joy in my heart, for Jesus made everything bright. I gave him my old other garment. Oh, he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on that Father. Oh, yes. And that's what I'm happy tonight. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. The blessings fall into now. Oh, there's joy in my. Oh, for Jesus makes everything. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I give him my old tabard garment. Yes, Lord. He gave me the and the blessings have fallen to you now. Oh, there's joy and joy, joy in my. Oh, Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old God, oh God, man. Oh, yes, he gave. One more time. Oh yes, oh, the windows of heaven are open and the blessings have fallen to now. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my. Oh, for Jesus did everything right. I give. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Faith, please, let's try that song. There's a song I sent up there. That I'm so glad I got over the line. Let's try that. You know, when you get me into singing, just get ready for surprises. Amen. I will give you tone surprise, song surprise, and everything. Praise the Lord. It's a song I heard in Amen. Well, maybe she's trying to import it from the mill. So let's talk about Jesus tonight and while we get that song ready. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings, the sea, the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. Oh, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more. Let all the world proclaim the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The day of death began, the bright and morning star. Oh, let's sing his praises then and oh, yes. Oh, let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is he, the Savior of the world, the man of Galilee, the prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is he, the word of living water free. Oh, let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, see our great physician too. Now truth is to read all the lady pure and wise, the rose of Sharon, the shepherd of such tender care. Oh, let's talk about the rock of ages, the lamp of sin, the slave, the man of Calvary,
talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the light, the door. Let's talk about Jesus.
Song is up. I have to figure out how to sing it. Praise the Lord. I will get it here now. You see my head? I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line that separates darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over in time. Oh, I'm so glad I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over in time. Oh, yes, I'm so glad I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over in time. Oh, yes, I'm so glad I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over in time. Oh, yes, I'm so glad I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, my Lord. I'm so glad I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over in time. Oh, yes, I'm so glad I got over the line. I'm so glad I got over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I got over in time. Do you feel like that tonight? Amen. What a good feeling to get over the crossing line. And that's how we feel when we come in His presence. Amen? It's the line that separates darkness from the light. Amen. Let's down at the cross where my Savior died. And praise the Lord. Maybe we sing this now and the deacons will take up the offering.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing sin, I cry. Yeah, to my heart was the blood of God. Oh, yes, glory to his name. Oh, yes, glory to his name. Oh, glory to his wonderful name. Oh, that to my heart was the blood of God. Oh, yeah, and glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus, so sweetly abide with me. And there at the cross where he took me in, we say glory to his name. Oh yes, glory to his name.
Call the preacher tonight, and let's sing the chorus we sang this morning. I have a new name, Lord in glory. It's mine, and it's mine. You know what? It's those kind of a songs. They come, they just stick. There are some you have to push it for it to stick, but there are some they come, they just stick. Amen. I saw Brother Scott dancing this morning. I was saying this. Would it be the new song that he would start chasing me with? Amen. I got a new heart over in glory. And it's mine. It's mine. Oh, it's mine. Oh, you can call the preacher. Sister Faith, is that the only verses I have there? We have there? Yeah, I have a new song. I have a new shout. I got a new song. Okay. Okay, I couldn't remember them, though. Let's sing that, and Brother Tim will come tonight.
I've got a new song over in glory, and it's mine, oh my. I got a new song over in glory, and it's mine.
About it, a new body in glory.
Amen.
And it's just for you.
Amen.
Think about it. It's just for me. It's just for you. And that's why I believe that there will be no empty space seat in heaven. And it will not be overcrowded.
Amen.
To say, oh, this one didn't come, that one didn't come. No. Our names were put in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And it will not be overcrowded. Oh, no, brother, you are taking my seat, sister. No. I've been in a play when it was overbooked and everybody was struggling for. You pay, so I pay too. But thank God, he knows all that will be there.
Amen.
And will be there by his grace.
Amen.
Dear Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to be back in your house. It gladdens our heart to know that the works were done before the foundation of the world. And you know all that are yours. And Father, you brought us into this hour, Lord, to glorify your holy name. Be with us. Watch over us. Hold our hands. And lead us on until the battle is done and the victory is won. Have your way with us this evening. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. So once again, we welcome each and everyone in the name of Jesus. Just a little exhortation and before we come to the Lord's Supper. Let's just read from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22. It says some few things. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. Let's read from verse 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we please be seated? And I want to read a portion from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let's read 6 and 7. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And forth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only to me, not to me only, but unto all them that love is appearing. Amen. So we love the Lord and we love his word. And it's a wonderful thing to read from the scriptures, knowing that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord will never pass away. And we just love it. Praise God. And I just want us to encourage ourselves, speak on. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. That thy faith fail not. That's the Lord speaking. Just as he was coming close to the end of his ministry, he has worked with these disciples and ministered to them, and he speaks about what is going to befall him and the challenges that are before him. And the disciples, they love him. And as he walked with them, and I think in the ministration, because I see him speaking, then he just mentioned the name of Simon. Satan wants to have you and sieve you like wheat. But I've prayed for you. Amen. And I'm so glad to hear that I've prayed for you. Amen. I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. May God help us that our faith fail not. Because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And the scripture tells us, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So let's continue to seek him. For those that will seek him, they will find him. The Christian life has a lot of challenges. A lot of challenges in this journey. That if one is not taught well, we'll say, no. I cannot. But those challenges, the prophet of God said, are placed there to test our faith. To test what we believe. It's there for a purpose. Like I said, in heaven, there will be no temptation. When we get there, there will be no temptation. There will be no trials there when we get to heaven. Our trials is for here. And he has a purpose because he wants to mold character in us. Because with that character, we cannot reign with Christ. So whatever he allowed to come across our path, he has a purpose for it. Nothing happens to a child of God accidentally. There is a purpose for everything. It is up for us to find out, for what purpose, Lord, help me, so that I will not fail. Because if you don't realize the purpose, you will fail. If you don't know that somebody is in control, you will fail. You say, God has disappointed me. I've given my time, I've given my life, I've given my tithe, my offering, and look at what has happened to me. But God does not fail. And God cannot fail. Praise the Lord. There will be challenges. But he said, when the challenges come, don't let your faith fail. Because your faith will be challenged. And I thank the Lord that he said, Simon, I have prayed for you. As he was speaking, he said, Simon, Simon, the devil has desired to have you and to sieve you like wheat, to mess you up, to destroy you. And he's looking for each and every one of us. That same devil. He's looking for you. He's looking for me. He desire, because he's so jealous. He has been casted out. He lost his seat there. And we are going over there. He desire to be the head. Above the stars of God. To be worshipped. He desire to have preeminence. And is kicked out. And he wants us. Oh, these are the people going there. Sons and daughters of God. Once they were in my kingdom, they have been taken out. He's very, very envious of you. He said his desire and save you like wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. May God help us that our faith will not fail. Upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of earth shall not prevail against it. When your faith fails, you can't get anything from God. The prophet said, when we lose his faith, we cannot get one prayer answered. He said, when we lose faith, we live in total darkness. You'll be miserable. Because faith is the key to the door. It is the super sense. The only way we can please God is by faith. So when you lose his faith, how are you going to make it? By faith, the elders obtain a good report. By faith, they shut the mouth of lions. And Jesus said, I have prayed for you, Simon. Or Andy. Or put your name there. He prayed for us. So that in this life trials and the challenges of life, your faith will not fail. The children of Israel, Brother Bram said, after God brought them up, they lost their faith in the wilderness. They begin to complain. Why this and why that and why this? They lost their faith. And because of that, many of them did not get to the promised land. When they faced with challenges on the way, they complained and they murmured and they spoke against Moses and they spoke against Aaron, and all kinds of things. And that caused them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. I have prayed for thee that thou lose not thy faith, that thy faith fail not. Because if your faith fail, you cannot enter the city. You cannot enter the promises of God because faith is the key. Praise the Lord. That your faith fail not. Because faith will be challenged. He said this life is life is a series
of problems. He said, either you are in one now, or you are getting out of one, or getting ready to enter one. That is life. You get out of this, you enter another one. You solve one problem, you create more. Like I says, you marry, you get more responsibility. So I'm alone. Yeah. You get one problem. You marry, you get two. Then your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law. Yeah, it's coming. So life is a series of problems. But those things are placed there for a purpose. You can major on God's promises, or you major on your problems. You can be looking at problems and you keep sinking. And you keep going down. But if you major on the promises of God, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. In your trials and challenges, God is there. And he's watching over us. He told Joshua, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. Don't let your faith fail. Brother Branham said, your salvation, your healing, your sanctification, everything, as long as your faith lasts. If you say, I'm not saved again, I don't think I'm saved, and then once you make that confession, your body will obey. That's why I said, don't let a negative confession come out of your mouth. If you want to say anything, say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We got battles to fight or to fight. Our fathers of old, they fought battles. Abraham fought. Every one of them has some battles to fight. When you see the opposition and your faith fail, you will be defeated. That is why the children of Israel failed, because they were looking at the opposition. They looked like when they met Goliath, they were just looking at Goliath. Oh, look at this man. And they begin to testify of all that Goliath have done. They major on their problems instead of majoring on the promises of God. They look at that. Look at this one. Goliath has done it. He killed somebody here. The other day, he killed somebody here. The other day, he killed somebody here. And here, listen. As we are here, there are two forces that rules: fear or faith. You are either ruled by fear or by faith. Don't let your faith fail. Because without faith, we cannot please the Lord. Are we together? But I'm glad that the Lord prayed for us. He knew we'll be in this hour. He knew we'll be in these difficult times. This hour, this last moment of time, where there's so many challenges and so much evils, and oh, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, but he said, I have prayed for you. No matter what is happening in the world today, no matter what is happening around the message of the, circle of the message or the umbrella of the message, and this one said this and that, he said, I have prayed for you. The faith will not fail. Young people, mothers and fathers, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He is mindful of us. Hold on to it. God is truthful. He can keep, he can save, he can protect. You might have challenges as a young girl. A young woman, young man. Oh, I look for this. I don't get it. Don't let your faith fail. God is faithful. Keep your testimony. Keep your testimony. Job's wife said, so you are still keeping your testimony? Say, yes, I am. Though he's left me, I will trust him. Keep your testimony. Don't let your faith fail. Because there is a land that is fairer than they. And we have not believed cunningly devised These things are true. We've had brothers and sisters that held on to this message until they cross over. And they cross over with testimonies. One of my sister-in-laws passing, crossing over. And he said, oh, I'm going. He said, but at this, I would be dancing on the streets of God. He said, she's so weak and tired and she's sickly and that. And then she get up and sit down. He said, you people, do you see that I'm dying? Look at that. He said, listen, when I died, when you are making funeral, sing this song for me. Faith of the Fathers. He said, sing that. Sing it for me. And in his, he said, she can stand. He said, look, he said, Father, God, I've been faithful. He said, I am, she was about 39 years. He said, Lord, I'm still a virgin. I've lived a clean life. He said, when you are making funeral, say, sing this song, Faith of the Fathers. Our fathers told us, we, their children, are still holding on. Because the Bible says, having done all things, we should stand. We are not of them that turn back. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah, cut remembrance. In those days, when you believe and the things that you went through, cast not away your confidence, which has a great reward, recompense of reward. Hold on to it. Challenges or no challenges, trials or no trials, hold on to it. For soon we will cross over. Oh, that your faith will not fail. Oh, but whatever they said about you in the school, in the neighborhood, that your faith will not fail. Jesus knew all those things would be coming. And he told Peter, I have prayed for you. That your faith fail not. And in this hour, when there's so many things happening around, and this one said this, and that one said it, and so many things, even you go on the net, and so many things about the message, about the William Branham, and this and that and that and that and that. I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. When you need that revelation of the word of the Lord. The prophet said, when the Lord Jesus was walking on the water one day, Peter saw him. He said, Lord, if it is you, let me also walk. He said, come. He said, man, come. And he started walking on the water. Amen. He walked on the water, not ice, water. He was walking. And he said, oh, I'm doing like what Jesus did. And as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was walking. But somehow he looked around and he came to him and said, hey, where am I? And he saw the big waves, maybe one big wave coming from his eye. Saw this one. And he began to sink. Because he turned his face from Jesus. He began to look at what was around him. And when he came to that spot, that's when he began to sink. But thank God, when he cried out, Lord, help me, the Lord made a way for him. In the line of duty, he's responsible. He will take care of us. And the Lord helped him. Remember, Jesus didn't carry him. Peter walked still. The Lord made a way for him. He walked still on the water. And he entered the boat. And I thank God, the Bible says that when they entered the boat, the wind ceased. Listen. He heard him, they went through the wind and will go through the wind. The wind of doctrines that are flying here and there. The waters, the challenges, we will go through with our master. Amen. I have prayed for you. Amen. That your faith will not fail. Oh, the brother did that. Oh, the sister did it. Oh, my wife did that. Oh, my husband did that. I have prayed for you. Somebody will do something. Somebody will do something. Your wife, your husband, your sweetheart, your whatever, they will do something. Yeah, because we are all human beings. The pastor, the deacon, somebody will do something. To see what you will do. Don't get, and this brother in the church, and this sister in the church, and my husband, and this one. Hey, all those things will be there. Don't let your faith fail because of that. Oh, this one say you don't believe the message again. Yeah. Don't let your faith fail because of that. Oh, this one even has left the message. Yeah. Don't let your faith fail. That is why the importance of revelation to the true believer can never be overemphasized. Revelation gives us prevailing power and it gives us authority over the devil. So, may God help us that our faith will not fail. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Listen. He paid the price for us. He gave his life for us. He loved us. He's mindful of us. Don't look at the obstacles and the challenges around. Don't look like the children of Israel. And they came back with evil report. And they said, we cannot take the land. We can take the land. Because it's a promise that God gave us. We stand with Joshua. We stand with Caleb. We will take the land. When the rest of them said, Joshua, Caleb, they did not fight. They had on. They didn't look at anybody. They had on. He said, God gave the promise, and God will take us through. And God gave the promise, so don't let your faith fail. Because he said, I will build my church. The gate of hell will not prevail against it. There will be difficulties. But remember, you are not building the church. I am not building the church. He is the one building the church. He is our Savior. And he said, I will build my church no matter what. Come what may, regardless of what. I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. Don't let your faith fail. Stay true to God's word. We are in the line of duty and he's responsible. Whatever will be, he will take us through. Fear makes us to fail. Oh, this will happen. But Daniel, in his trial, in his difficult time, when they said, don't pray, don't go to church, don't do this and that, and they said, look, if you do that, we'll throw you to the lion's den. Lion's den, for lions to eat me. Okay. If the lion eats me, I will not be the first person to be eaten by lions. I will prefer to die believing God than to deny God. He stood there. He held to the faith. Oh, Paul said, I've kept the faith. Let's keep this faith. Let's hold on to that faith. Keep the faith. Paul said, I have kept it. Let's keep it. This is our day. This is our time. The faith that was once given to the saints, their faith, we have been restored, has been brought back to us. We have been reminded, this is the word of the Lord. Let's hold on to it. I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Every Christian, every believer that has ever been in this life, on this planet Earth, had had challenges. Our fathers had it. Our fathers were tried. Our fathers were tested. Our fathers went through difficulties. They held on. There were those who went back. There were those who stood firm. Don't let your faith fail. Where are you going and where will you go? Like Peter said, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Don't let your faith fail. Praise the Lord. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were brought before the king, before fire, they held on. Our God can deliver us. Oh, they might have prayed and prayed and prayed through the night, and they didn't see nothing. They didn't see nothing. It looks cloudy. But they've made a confession. Our God, He will deliver us. But if He chooses not to do it, that's fine. He's sovereign. Our God is sovereign. He has a purpose for my life and for your life. I want us to remember there were some of our brethren that were thrown to the lions and the lions eat them up. They refused to compromise. They chose to die than to live. They were not defeated, because in death, we are not defeated. It is what you will do. And these believers stood on the word of the Lord. If this would make us to die, we prefer to die pleasing God than to give up. And they marched them before the fire. Fire burns, fire consumes. But they held on to the faith. And the Bible said their faith quenched the violence of the fire. Don't let your faith fail in times like this. So many things around us. Don't go worldly. Don't compromise on the word of the Lord. Don't try to catch up with the world, with their fashions, with their styles. Don't try to catch up with them, with their false fingernails. Many of the young people today, that's what they do. I will not be surprised wearing false fingernails today. Sometimes I can examine things. Back at home, I can make people to spread their hand. You despise what God gave you. Everybody is doing it. Yeah. Should I ask a question? Who has it and who has not? And the thing about us is, once somebody start doing something, and this we watch and watch, then somebody else is doing that. Because that one did it and this one did it. But this is why your faith must be in God. Don't do what you see everybody doing. Make sure that you follow the vindicated word of the Lord. But my friends are doing that. Don't forget about what your friends are doing. You are not going to answer for what your friends are doing. You are going to answer for what you are doing. Amen. Don't let your faith fail. Stay true to God. As a wife, as a husband, as believers, stay true. And when the battle is over, we'll meet King Jesus and He will serve us communion. At the end of the battle, when Abraham fought, he won victory. He fought against 5 or 6 kings together. He went in after Lot and he rescued. And when he was coming back, he met King Melchizedek, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. And he gave his conqueror, his son, that had been faithful, his servant communion. And Jesus, at the end of his journey, he served the church communion. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." When the battle is over, we'll eat anew with him in the kingdom. The conquerors, the fighters, the warriors, those who held on to the faith, he will tell them, "Come unto me, you be faithful in little things. Come into the joy of the Lord that has been prepared for you since the foundation of the world." Hold the faith. Don't give up. Don't follow the crowd, the multitude. This one. No, don't do that. Definitely, we are going to have challenges, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. God be with us. Let's keep pressing on. No matter what tomorrow we hold, no matter where we come, let your faith fail not. Have the assurance that He that has called us, He is the Alpha of our faith and He is the Omega of our faith. He that has begun a good work in us, He will also bring it to completion. Soon and very soon, all will be over. Young men, young women, mothers, fathers, husbands and wives, Jesus said, "I have prayed for you that your faith fail not." God bless you, church. Let's love Him. Let's serve Him.
Let's be faithful to him. He will take us through. Think about when the king comes out from his palace to decorate us. Come in. And we get there and he wiped tears from our faces. And he said, you've been faithful. I'm proud of you. You stood for my word. And I'm also standing for you here. Enter into the joy of your Lord. No more trials. No more challenges. No more pain. No more sorrow. This is home. Think about it. What a day that will be. When our Jesus we shall see. Think about it. When our old brothers, old, will be young forever. Will be young forever. When we are chained, brothers, caught, young men, young women, look at mamas, daddies, think about it. There will be no weakness. Brother Brown said, all wrongs will be made right over there. Yeah. What a time, what a day that will be. Yeah. Don't let your faith fail. God bless you. Amen. Brother.
Sorry, Theater. And our team preached a message to us this morning, speaking on the Syrophoenician woman, and what a blessing it was this morning, and talking to us tonight that our faith will not fail. I was thinking on this. Sister Faith, as soon as you read it, just put that up for me. Jesus said this. It's over there in the gospel. He said it over in Matthew chapter 7, where he speaks about straight. Straight is the way, narrow. It's the gate. Narrow is the way. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate. One of the two. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. That's what the scripture says. Amen. And this morning I was praying about the service and just there and meditating on some things and I heard the prophet of God saying this morning, and it kind of blessed my heart. It just took my mind into a meditation. And while Brother Tim was preaching this morning, my mind was just kind of thinking about that and seeing how, God constantly calls us to this straight and narrow gate. Brother Branham said over in Revelation chapter 4 series, Throne of Mercy, he said this. He said, Jesus said, straight is the gate. Is that right? He says, it is spelled. How is it spelled? S-T-R-A-I-T. Or straight, he says. Straight means water. He said, water is the gate. He says, how do you come in? Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, unlocks the gate. So the prophet of God is saying our identification with Christ in water baptism unlocks the gate. then how much more when we come to communion? Communion is much an ordinance, as water baptism is an ordinance. Amen? So when we approach the Lord's table, we are coming to unlock gates in our life. Every time we identify ourselves with God's word, we are unlocking gates. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Now, it's right there in the word, Brother Branham says, that word "strength" means water. I kind of look it up, and I got a definition here that I was just kind of making some research. A strait is a narrowly formed, narrow, typically navigatable water that connects two large body of water. Now, as I was thinking about this morning, I couldn't help but think about when Jacob brought those sheep to the river. I believe he brought it to a river that was like a straight gate river, or the straight gate water, as you would call it. And as he had those mama sheep looking at that straight gate, they could only bring forth what they were seeing. You know, that was how he deceived his father-in-law. But you think about this, and that's what I want to share with you. I don't want to take from the preaching tonight, but I'm just want to make us to approach this table tonight with faith, knowing that whenever we approach God's word by faith, we are unlocking gates. And that is the promise to Abraham's seeds, that we will possess the gates of the enemy. We will keep unlocking gates until we unlock the gate of death. Praise the Lord. Amen. That key to unlock the gates of death is in you. Because Paul said he has abolished mortality. Jesus abolished that in his death and has introduced to us immortality. Are we together? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I receive of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of this bread and drink of this cup." Praise the Lord. St. John chapter 13. St. John chapter 13, verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having now poured into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and gathered himself, after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel wherewith he was gathered. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou have no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is watch needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywhere. And yea, I clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Yea, I am not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and have taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. For if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's put our hearts before the Lord.
Thou mine everlasting portion, more than friend all life to me, all alone my pilgrim journey. Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, oh, Lord, my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, close to 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 thee, oh, Lord, my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee.
pray together tonight. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray for those that are now with us tonight. As they come upon your heart, let just leave God's children in the hands of God tonight. Heavenly Father, so grateful, Lord Jesus. We can come to you, O shepherd, refuge, strength, trouble. Become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. He took my place that I through his love can take his. He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. Yes, he
took my place, that I through his love could take his. He became me, that I might become him by
table is open. And like we normally do, the sisters will go into the cry room. And Sister Faith will turn the music on for us back there. And it's all part of the service. And let's approach the table with prayer. We continue to pray. We continue to worship. Let's sing as the music. If you know the sound that is playing, sing along. And let's just stay in the atmosphere. Worship and prayer as we partake of the bread, the wine, and we wash one another's feet tonight. The Lord bless you. Amen. You are welcome. Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. Sorry, Brother Jordan. Amen. Brother John Bibi, I left the tambourine in the office there. Lord is by my side. And I will not be denied. I will not be defeated, no, I won't. Oh, yeah, I will not be defeated, no, I won't. Oh, yes, I will not be defeated, no. voice. Oh, come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. When we come in the name of Jesus, there's no devil that can stand before us. And while we sing the song tonight, let's just greet one another again and thank the brother, thank the sisters for being in the communion with you tonight. And we all standing in the name of Jesus together tonight. Amen. Let that be our testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's sing like people that have got some victory tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Through your vein tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Team, for laboring with us today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for supporting the meetings. Amen. Brother Wesley and Sister Karen will be leaving us just for a little bit. As their manner of life is.
Like the birds fly south.
That's right. I didn't want them to say that. So I tried to use a scriptural language as their manner of life is. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads and pray together. Heavenly Father, oh, it's just so good to express ourselves in your presence, Lord. We just thank you for the service tonight. Thank you for your wonderful blessing. And Lord Father, as we come with the word that was preached to us tonight, Father, we lift our hands up and Lord, we say, may our faith not fail, Lord. And we go, oh Lord, as long as you never fail, our faith will never fail. We want to trust you, Lord. Just like Elisha said to Elijah, as long as you live it, oh God, as long as you are, our faith will never fail. Help us, Lord, every day, Lord. Even when we fail, let us believe that our faith never fail, Lord. Let us believe that the word never fail, God never fail. Almighty God, we pray tonight, Lord Jesus, as we just bring Brother Wesley and Sister Carol before you, Lord. They might be traveling sometime, Lord, in the week. We want to ask that the angel of the covenant will go before them. Almighty God, you know, Lord, it's not just going away, Father, Lord, but we want to spend time with their daughter, Sarah, Lord. I believe in for her, oh God, and her husband, Lord, and little Levi, oh Father. Almighty God, we want to thank you for whatever, everything you are doing around our family. Oh, Jesus, we know your ways are past finding out. Your prophet taught us we must believe, oh God, that even, Lord, Father, we might not see it in this life, oh God, but some way you will come around and your word will get a hold, Lord Jesus, of our loved ones. Your word will get a hold, oh Father, of our children. Lord, Father, we pray to God. Bless Brother Wesley, Father, Lord. Almighty God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. The last time, oh God, the doctor came with a report. Oh God, and said Sister Carol had a kidney failure, Lord. It was just on Friday or Monday, Lord. You changed the entire record, Father. You changed the entire thing, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus. What an awesome God you are. You are a miracle-working God, Father. Oh, we bless your name. We worship you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We just pray that your grace now, Father God. Oh, Father, just be with us now. Go with each and every one of us, oh, Lord God. Once again, Father, it was good to have Brother Dan and his family, Lord God, with us. We pray for Daniel, Lord. We pray for Joshua. Those young brothers, we commit them to your hands, oh, God. Lord, what a precious Father you are to us. We so thank you tonight, Lord. As we go, Father, Lord, just take us in the strength of the word, in the strength of the fellowship that we had today. We love you in Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And the church says,
amen.
And the church says,
amen.
And the church says,
amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's sing there. We are dismissed. Let's go in the peace of the Lord. Oh, come on, Brother Wesley.
Amen.
Brother Tim's telling about faith here brought a little testimony that we had happened a number of years ago. We were on our way back from Sioux Falls, South Dakota in our car, and we were about 10, 15 miles out of St. Cloud, and the headlights on our car went out. And Carol had just been praising the Lord for all his goodness on the way home, and all of a sudden these lights go out. And it was a dark night. We couldn't see the road. So we pulled off to the side of the road and waited till a car passed, and then we would try to follow them in their taillights so we knew where the road was. At least we weren't driving in the ditch. We got into Rockville, and it was just 10 o'clock. We got to the gas station. They asked, is there any motel in town? No. Is there any garage that would be open? No. So I said, well, we're just going to have to lay our hands on the car and pray for it.
Amen.
And we laid our hands on the hood of the car and prayed in the Lord Jesus' name to restore our headlights. We drove into St. Cloud without any problems. I said, I think we're going to be okay. Let's go on all the way to Brainerd. So we drove all the way to Brainerd. So I was able to get to work in time the next morning. And I didn't even think about it for a couple of days. And on about Wednesday, I thought, well, I better get that headlight repaired. And it was still working. But as soon as I ordered the parts, the power went out on that headlight. So if you got faith, it's going to work. Just keep the faith.
You know what you have done tonight, Brother Wesley? You have just stirred testimony around the house. So we are not leaving from here tonight. Well, the Lord bless you. Go in the peace of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, We have the victory, and let's go home with the victory tonight.